What are some of your priorities heading into this session?
Well, I was delighted with the governor's move on Medicaid expansion. I think with the move to reform Medicaid, possibly even privatize Medicaid, that we need those federal funds to be successful. And that's just been an issue for me since even before I was in the legislature. We have too many people who are struggling with health care costs, and the Medicaid expansion would do a lot towards alleviating their suffering and helping them be more healthy. So we need to do that. That's a priority for me. Unfortunately, so is repealing HB 2. I think the fallout from HB 2 is going to continue, and we just need to get that behind us. It's hurt our reputation. We need to move on. Representative McGrady recently talked about raising the age of treating children as adults in our court system. I'm a huge advocate for that. The fact that he's talking about it also means that hopefully that's something we can do. Redistricting reform would be great to work on, and I think there's the possibility that the courts might put some pressure on us to do that.
You mentioned Chuck McGrady, and I know feelings are probably kind of raw over the special sessions, but what do you see as far as prospects for working across the aisle and having Democrats have an actual say in some of the laws that are being passed?
You know, Chuck McGrady is, I think, unique in his willingness to work across the aisle. I quite honestly don't see a lot of that in the Senate, except for some of the nitty-grittier issues that maybe don't make the paper, things around criminal justice reform and economic development. But the big issues, I think, unfortunately, we might still be stalemated on.
Do you think Western North Carolina is going to have strong advocates in the legislature?
Obviously, losing Senator Apodaca is huge. One could argue is the second most powerful person in the North Carolina State Senate. And he was a tireless advocate. We sometimes disagreed, but in terms of his support for UNC Asheville and Western Carolina University, and his support for MAHEC, he was able to bring attention to the needs of those institutions, and he will be missed. We will continue, though, to speak out for the needs of Western North Carolina. That's, I think, been an ongoing problem since the legislature came into existence, that it is kind of Raleigh-centric. But we are doing, I think, a great job of working together. And I include Senator Edwards and Representative McGrady in our delegation. And I think that will help us as issues come up that directly impact Western North Carolina to help get some attention to that.